My name is John Walden. I want to have a little Bible study with you from the Gospel according to John. If you want to read in your Bible while I'm reading in mine, that'll be fine. If you want to look it up later, I'll give you the references. First of all, we're going to read why this book was written from the 20th chapter of John and verses 30 and 31. And many other signs or miracles, the word is translated in other places, many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. Now the reason for writing the Gospel of John is given us here, that we might know who the Lord Jesus is, that we might put our trust in him, and that we might have life through his name. The Spirit of God led John the Apostle to choose 8 incidents from the life of the Lord Jesus, some of these not recorded in the other Gospels, in order that we might have proof positive of who this person is. And these 8 signs in John's Gospel present the glory of God, that is, show us that the Lord Jesus Christ is really God. In the first chapter, the very beginning of this book, we read, "In the beginning was the Word." Now that has a capital W because it's a proper name, one of the names for the Lord Jesus Christ. And it means that he is the expression of God's mind. This is how we may know God, through his Son. "And the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Not a God with a little letter G, but he was truly God. "The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." So this declares to us that the Lord Jesus Christ is truly the Creator. But you say he was just born a couple of thousand years ago in Bethlehem. Yes, as a child, he came taking our humanity that he might suffer and die for us. But he always was. He's the eternal Son of God. There never was a time when he did not exist. And if you'll read carefully the first chapter of Colossians, you'll find out that he is there said to be the creator and the sustainer or the upholder of the entire universe. He's the one who keeps the atoms together. He's the one who keeps the constellations, the planets, and all of the great universe in its place. That's what the Bible teaches about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in order to prove to us that he is indeed God, he shows us what he's able to do as a creator in this wonderful story in John chapter 2, the first of the 8 great signs in John's Gospel. Let's read it. "And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called, or invited, and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, They have no wine." Wine in the scripture, you know, is used as a picture of joy, either the right kind of joy or the wrong kind. "They had no wine. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother saith unto the servants, Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 perkins apiece, maybe 25 gallons. Jesus saith unto them, Fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he saith unto them, Draw out now, and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and saith unto him, Every man at the beginning doth set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk them, that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him." Now how did this manifest forth the glory of the Lord Jesus? And why did this cause his disciples to believe on him? You see, they were quite new, and they didn't know him very well, and they weren't just quite sure yet who he was. In fact, sometime after this, only one was able to answer with assurance, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." What was there about this that caused them to realize this person is more than just a man? Well, of course, there was a miracle. But what was there about this miracle in particular? This was a miracle of creation. Now, all of us think of God as the creator. Well, perhaps I'm making that a little too strong. There are some folks who think that this world just happened. Strangely enough, they don't think that a $2.98 alarm clock could just happen. They think it would have to have a manufacturer, but this great universe could just happen. But I think, for the most part, I'm speaking to people who believe that every effect must have a cause, who believe that any creation must have a creator. And we believe that God created the heavens and the earth. Only God can create. Now, I can make some things, but I have to have something to make it out of. But God made all that we see out of nothing. In the 11th chapter of Hebrews, we're told, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And so God created everything that we have in this universe. He made it out of nothing. He made it by speaking the word. Now only God can do this. And the Lord Jesus Christ, by this miracle, proved himself to be God. You see, the Old Testament scripture said that when the Messiah came, when the Savior came to this world, he would carry certain credentials with him. He would prove who he was by his act. That's why the Lord Jesus said, believe me for the very work's sake. You should believe that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Son of God, if you're familiar with the wonderful works which he did. Now, God is constantly creating the fruit of the vine, but it takes a little time. It takes a season of growing. And in a very miraculous way, he causes the water and the minerals all to accumulate and to grow into this sweet-tasting juice of the grape. Now, that takes a season to do that, but of course only God can cause that to happen. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ simply shortened the time, and in a moment, he changed the water into wine, proving to those people who were there, beyond any question, beyond any shadow of a doubt, that he is God. The Lord Jesus Christ not only is the creator of the first creation, but according to the first chapter of Colossians, he's the head of the new creation. By him were all things created, verse 16 says, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning and the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. So the Lord Jesus Christ is the creator of the new creation. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we're told, if any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creature. Or the margin says, there is a new creation. I want to ask you, has God ever formed a new creation in your heart and life? Well, you say, I've joined the church and been baptized. I know, but just for now, let's think a little bit about this. Did he form a new creation in your life? Did he give you eternal life, God's kind of life, instead of just mere human life? Have you been made a new creature in Christ Jesus? You see, only God can create. A minister can't do this. A preacher or a priest or a rabbi, he has no power to create. Only God can give you new life and the new creation. Let's thank him for this. Our Father, we thank thee for the Lord Jesus Christ, and we thank thee that thy Son suffered and died that we might have life. We pray that many today will put their trust in him for his own name's sake. Amen.